Reds taking on the Pirates on a wet night in the Steel City. They've had rain, they've had snow, they've had cold, haven't had a pleasant day yet, and Jameson Taillon did not have a pleasant encounter with Adam Duvall.
And this is launched and make it a team-high 7 runs batted in. Duvall plays long ball for the third time this year. Man, is he red hot. 1-1 pitch. Runner goes to second, they throw down. Here comes a runner to the plate. They throw home, and that's the way. Whoa! Boy, he looked out from a long ways away. The throw beat him there, but the home plate umpire, Mike DeMuro, says he's safe. And that one shot into right field, a base hit by Suarez. And that'll break the tie and make it 2-1 Cincinnati. That's another excellent at bat by the Reds' third baseman.
Well, especially when it results in a line drive going opposite field there. That means you're committed to plate coverage when you do that.
And the 1-2 delivery. Lined into center field, and Hamilton gets a job done. And the Reds, for the third time in this game, lead by a run. High fly ball down the right field line, and it is gone! A home run by Scooter Gennett. And the Reds break this baby wide open.
Reds pick up the 6-2 win to match their one loss record following 8 games this season. Following 4 innings from rookie Davis, the Reds bullpen turned in 5 innings of one run ball to nail down the victory. You can't blame Brian Price if he's not getting too excited just yet about his team's 6-2 start after they began last season 5-2, only to see the whole thing fall apart. Nonetheless, the Cincy skipper spoke about his team's effort following a 6-2 win over the Pirates on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we could use a few more innings out of our starters. Yeah, that would be helpful. And one of the benefits of having an 8-man bullpen early in the season, or you know, is weather issues or short starts. And today and yesterday, you know, we had a 2- and a 4- inning start. A rookie gets hit. He would have gone back out for the 5th. He got hit by that pitch. There was no way after getting hit in the right forearm that he was going to be able to go back out there and pitch. But it did necessitate getting to the bullpen probably an inning earlier than we would like to. But the guys came in and did the job. And again, it was Cingrani having to just get up and start to play catch and come in the game and give us a nice scoreless inning. And Storn came in and threw the ball well. We didn't play great defense behind him, but and that just kind of led to the next guy, et cetera. You know, Peralta, I mean, how great was that to see him come in the 7th inning with a lead and do that job? And then Woody and Iglesias, and couldn't have gone any better. Yeah, he would have been then in to start the 8th at 3-2, but Gennett comes up with a big 3-run homer, makes it 6-2. So I was hoping, you know, we could go Woody for an inning and then Iggy for an inning and have both of them for tomorrow. And we'll see. Iggy was pretty limited his pitch count for an inning and 2/3. So we'll see if he's good to go. He had coming off 3 days off, so he's probably going to be okay to pitch, and Woody should be okay to bounce back as well. And we'll have Robert in long relief, so we should be okay. Yeah, he doesn't hit singles. He hits doubles and homers, apparently. So I didn't know that about him, but until we got him. But, you know, he comes up his first at bat in the spring training game. He hits a homer to left field or left center, and seems I think every hit he has so far this year is an extra base hit, if I have that right. But, yeah, I mean, what a boost. You know, 3-2 game. You know, we play the Pirates a lot. They're not going to just roll over in a 1-run game. They didn't roll over in a 4-run game. So that spreading that lead out by 3 was a big lift to us and our ability to put that game away. We'll have to see. You know, it really is. You know, it's right there in the fleshy part of the forearm, and that it's certainly going to be tight. It's probably going to be tighter tomorrow and more sore. And we'll just deal with it. You know, we'll be ready to do whatever we have to do. Sal Romano, I think, started today in AAA. We got Stevenson, we got Reed. So we have some options if he can't go. But I'm hoping that he'll be able to take the ball on the 5th day, but we certainly aren't going to force that to happen.
With a 3-run shot in the 8th inning to break the game open, Scooter Gennett now has 3 home runs in the early going for the Reds. Not too shabby for a guy that was placed on waivers by the Brewers just weeks ago.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got a great strength coach. You know, he does a great job with getting us ready and prepared for the game. So all credit goes to him. I mean, he's just incredible. Yeah, you know, I can't take all the credit. So, I mean, Sean, he's our guy. He gets us locked in, ready for the game. And, you know, just all around, I mean, the staff, the players, it's just a real pleasure playing here. And it's very refreshing just to see a group of guys that, that care and play together and are really connected and want to win every day. It's just really refreshing. You know, the expectation to win. You know, it's not a rebuild. It's nothing like that. We expect to win, and, you know, we're going to play the game the right way. And, you know, it's just a real pleasure, like I said. Everybody's connected on this team. There's no cliques. There's no, you know, outcasts on the team. Everybody's connected. Everybody, you know, talks to everybody. And everybody's on the same page. So whenever you could do that, I think special things can happen. Everybody's got a job, whether that's, you know, just supporting guys if you don't get in the game or whatever it is. I'm willing to do that, and there's a lot of guys that are willing to do whatever that job is. And that's what it takes to win. I mean, whenever you can go out there and be connected as a whole, you know, like I said, special things can happen, and we're just going to keep that going.
Rookie Davis made his second career start for the Reds and was pitching solid through four innings, but was forced to depart the game early due to injury. Davis spoke about his effort and about his ailment.
I'm kind of in shock a little bit. Out of his hand, I saw it coming at my face, so I just wanted to get out of the way of it. And it hit me. The first thing I did was move my hands. You know, and then once I got down to first base, it kind of set in that the tightness, and still I wasn't sure. You know, it's never happened to me before, and especially a guy throwing that hard too. You know, there's so many things running through my mind, you know, as to what it could be and what it actually is. So, but no, you know, from that situation, I think it's best case scenario. So we'll get it reevaluated tomorrow and then see where we're at. Honestly, I was trying to go back out for the fifth, you know, and I kept trying to, you know, get blood to it, keep it moving there, especially at first base. And, you know, in my mind, I was going back out to pitch the fifth. So it wasn't until I came in and got a sip of water that Brian had told me, you know, that's enough. So, but yeah, you know, I felt if I was going to give it a go. So who knows what would have happened from there, though. Yeah, there were a lot of positives. That third inning, it was just kind of the same thing that happened against Philadelphia. Too many pitches and going into deep counts with guys, but you know, especially the slider, felt like I was fighting, you know, at times, just trying to force it instead of trusting it. But a lot of positives. I mean, left guys on, you know, and then whenever I left the game, we were in a good position. So, you know, and the at-bat to McCutchen really, really stands out to me. You know, a guy at third base, a crucial run right there, and be able to make a pitch against a caliber hitter like that. You know, there were a lot of positives, but just got to continue to pound the zone. You know, Polanco, making pitches down in the zone to him because Freeze was right behind him. I was okay with that. But for the most part, just try and put guys away a little bit earlier. That way I can get deeper in games for this bullpen.
Amir Garrett goes for Cincy on Wednesday. He battles Ivan Nova.